Hazelhurst, mother and them had done moved out to Hazelhurst. I said freshman, I must have been a sophomore because I was 21, yeah. But I had been a freshman up there because freshmen didn't play in those days. So as we came back through Hazelhurst, mother and them met us down at the train. My father and mother never saw me play football. They didn't want me to play very much. They did not forbid me playing, but they just didn't think I should. They'd rather I hadn't played. But they met me down at the train and gave me a pair of new pants, slacks you'd call them now. We called them breeches. And gave me a great big box of fried chicken and stuff to bring home with me. Well, when we got to Jackson, the whole school nearly had turned out from Clinton, was over there to meet the train when the team come home, see. I was so excited, I got off of that train and never did take my britches or my cookies and my fried chicken. They went on the train and I never did get them. I got to Chicago and they found them up there, I reckon. But, yeah, I forgot all about it till I got over to Clinton. I thought, yeah, it my chicken and everything. So that was my first football game. Yeah, we went out to play Baylor University in the football game on a postseason game. Mississippi College. No, Mississippi College. Yeah, December the 1st, 1921. It was a postseason game. Well, I've always said it took a Baptist to beat a Baptist. So that Baylor College is a Baptist school, Mississippi College is a Baptist school. They taught us something about football. They beat us 25-0. We hadn't lost a game that year. We did. State beat us 13-12. Yeah, they just did. They beat us in the last half. We had them 12-0. They beat us 13-12. I believe it was 14-12 down to Fairground. But we got out there. We beat Tulane. We beat Florida. We beat Spring Hill College. We beat Birmingham Southern. Oh, we just beat everybody we played till we got to Baylor in Mississippi State.
And,
yes, we did. We beat them 27-7 at Vicksburg. And the next year, they came up to, I went to Ole Miss then in the fall of 22, see, and played up at Ole Miss. And if Mississippi College came up to Ole Miss and played Ole Miss, and I played against them the next year, and we beat Ole Miss beat Mississippi College 10-7 the next year, and I played in both games. I played in one time representing them Mississippi College, and next year I represented Ole Miss. I beat the transfer rule. Yeah, I beat the transfer rule. But to tell about Baylor, we got out there and they played in Dallas, and it came a northerner out there in Texas, and it got cold within about 15 minutes. The temperature dropped about 50 degrees. Black clouds came up and it turned terribly cold. That was in December. And we had never played without long stockings. And we noticed this bunch from Baylor didn't have on any stockings. They just had socks turned down over their shoes. Well, the reason they didn't, they had grease on their legs. And when you'd grab around their legs, all you caught was their shoes and the cleats in your face. They'd run out of your grip. And nothing against it. There were no regulations or anything, no rules. So they just put grease on their leg. The next thing they had, everybody that played in the backfield had leatherette, football-sized pieces of leather, leatherette, sewed on their jersey. And every time the ball was slapped, everybody would hit his hands together and like he was covering the hole in the football. And we didn't know who had the football half the time. We tackled people who didn't even have the football, see? And the guy that had it was running with it. So they had, yeah. Then they pulled the hidden ball trick on us, Bill. We never had that pulled on us. The quarterback stood behind the center and took it just like he does now in pro football. And he just slapped it between the legs of the guard next to the center, and the guard just stayed in position. And the rest of the body run and took out. This fella had the ball all tipped up and everybody thought he had it. We took out after them going around this way. That guard got up and ran 70 yards for a touchdown. Didn't nobody see it. They made monkeys out of it.
They made monkeys out of it.
I don't think goat.
They probably made rules because of those.
Oh yeah, that's right. And it came out later and put rules in, you know, there's some regulation. But
did they make rules against stuff like that?
Huh? Yeah, they made rules against that and outlawed that kind of stuff, you know.
Which one, right?
No, I remember that, well, of course, I don't think Goat Hill ran over 30 yards that afternoon. They had him bottled up. I know I got a collarbone broke in that game. The old Statue of Liberty play where the quarterback runs back and holds his hand, and the end comes around and takes the ball and goes around the other end. Just as I reached up to get the ball, I don't know who hit me, but some of them did. And when I woke up, I was in the Baptist Hospital in Dallas, and they put my collarbone together. My hip cap knocked off in the Florida game. They tackled me and hit me so hard, blocked me and hit me so hard they broke the cap off my hip, John. Yeah, that's, no, that's Mississippi College. See, I was so crippled up, they said I wasn't going to get to play in that Spring Hill game, but you remember.